Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Matthew Scott. Bali, Indonesia reels after heavy rainfall brings deadly flooding. Then Warriors Set Free prepares for a 2026 retreat for the wives, mothers, and daughters of U.S. active duty personnel. We'll share that story in just a few moments. But first, Bali, an island paradise, is grappling with a nightmare. Torrential rains last week unleashed the worst flooding locals have seen in a decade, destroying homes, markets, and claiming 17 lives. Unknown Nation's Greg Kelly explains.
Bali is an area where there's a lot of mountains, and when it hits the mountains and these fronts remain in a certain area for so long, it just happens to have a greater impact. The rivers all get over flooded, and it just is a situation that doesn't happen very often, but because it's been 10 years, so that's quite a while since it's been this bad.
Unknown Nations is sending aid to flood-affected areas in Jesus' name.
Our people go in, and they just love them unconditionally. There's no bait and switch. You know, let me give you this rice, this tarp, this temporary shelter, and then, you know, tell you about Jesus. It's just purely an act of love. And because of that, the people's heart open up. And so our people will continue to minister as long as it takes to these people, because as I said, for them, it's the worst crisis imaginable.
You can give to Unknown Nations Disaster Fund as they respond to emergencies like this. Find the story at missionnews.org and pray for the gospel to give comfort. Then, this month, the United States' nearly 11-year military mission in Iraq transitions to a, quote, bilateral security partnership. U.S. troops re-entered Iraq in 2014 to help Iraqi forces counter ISIS. Today, Iraq is more stable, though complexities exist because of the U.S.'s presence. Samuel, with Redemptive Stories, says the stability is reversing how authorities interact with local Christians.
In the past, they were too busy fighting wars between ISIS and or civil war. There are higher things on the hierarchy of needs in terms of what the police force and the government was focused on. But now I think they're given there's enough space for them to again begin to attack Christians. And so we're seeing persecution, unfortunately, rise.
The presence of ISIS in Iraq is significantly diminished, but don't miss this fact.
To get rid of them is a misnomer, because the realities are that the ideology of that part of Sunni Islam is still there, and it will stay there, and it is in the hearts of people and the thoughts of people.
Jesus can transform people's hearts, yet the gospel will continue to spread in Iraq at a price.
We need to encourage our brothers and sisters, pray for them, and help them walk a path that's bold and courageous, even in the midst of what they have to suffer.
And finally, the families of U.S. servicemen carry the burden their men bear for the country. Kim Pancare from Warriors Set Free says,
the men may be in active battle on the field, but the women are in active battle at home.
That battle includes carrying the weight of parenting alone, managing the home and children, and finding solutions to problems by oneself. On top of that are the heavy stories their husbands bring home.
His PTSD spills over onto her, and so then she becomes wounded, not only from her own trauma, but then from her husband as well sometimes.
To respond, Warrior Set Free is organizing a four-day retreat in March.
This is for active military, spouses of military, first responders, police officers, and mothers, daughters of those in active duty as well.
The goal is to bring these women into a place of peace and restoration, one-on-one with the Lord without distraction.
All we do is what we call, we set a table, and we just let the Lord minister to these women.
An important aspect of this ministry is soul healing.
And when they recognize that maybe some things in their life that they have believed is not God's truth, then we allow God's truth to be poured into that.
Pray that many who need it will hear of this conference and join. To learn more, visit missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Have you ever wondered how radio can carry the hope of Christ to people around the world? This month, Trans World Radio is giving away a free book called Making Waves. It's packed with powerful stories of transformed lives, unforgettable ministry moments, and clear evidence of God's fingerprints at work. You can get your copy free. Just click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.